At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The good news is the Padres didn't lose to Philadelphia yesterday. The bad news is it's because they had no choice to lose or win because there was no game. Rain postponed the game. There's supposed to be a doubleheader today. 10:05 is the first pitch, and you can, of course, hear it on our sister station, 97.3, The Fan. Let me just check quickly. I probably should have done this before we went on the air, but I'm not that good at my job. Hey, Siri, what's the weather in Philadelphia like today?
Looks like rain in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today. Daytime temperatures will hover around 84 degrees with overnight lows around 71.
Ooh, so nice and humid.
Yeah, and more rain possibly. So I don't know what they're going to do if it get rained out today. There's supposed to be a doubleheader. 3:40 is the second game. You can hear both if they play on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Also want to remind you, go to Padres.com/vote because it is our jobs as San Diegans and Americans, damn it.
And Americans.
To vote for Manny Machado as our starting third baseman. But to get all these Dodgers off the All-Star team. Out of 9 positions possible, there are 8 Dodgers.
Ooh. Yeah, we don't want a whole Dodgers lineup in an All-Star game. That would suck.
1,000,000% don't want that. Padres.com/vote. In all seriousness, let's get Manny to be the starting third baseman for the National League All-Star team. Padres are back in town this weekend to take on the Texas Rangers. Big news is that Tammy's going to be at the game on Saturday.
I am. So on the 4th of July, they're going to have live music, $5 drink specials. No word on any fireworks, and probably because there's so much going on, they don't really need to do it. But then Saturday's game, yeah, I will be there. Are you coming, John?
Yes, I will be at the game on Saturday.
You will?
Yes, I will. We should meet up. I can show you where to get the best sushi in the park.
No sushi for me at a baseball game.
Come
you know
on.
What? You know what? I have to have a hot dog.
Fabulous restaurants. Fabulous food at
I know
Petco
there is.
Park. Go Padres. Today, again, first pitch, 10:05. Weather permitting. It's a doubleheader because of the delay yesterday. Let's have a multiple choice quiz here, okay? You are in a hotel. A strange man asks you to go into his room. Do you alert security, run for the nearest exit, or say, eh, why not? If you're Tammy,
oh my God,
you answer C. And my retort to that, yes, I said retort, is what are you thinking?
Okay, let me explain because normally one or two are the correct answers. So here's what happened. We were at Saquon for the River Concert Series, and I had gone down to John's room to connect with him and his girlfriend, Sam.
Yeah, we're going to walk down together before we had to host the River Concert Series with Caroline Jones last Thursday.
Yeah, and so we opened the door, and Sam and I step out, and there's a gentleman walking by. He just came out getting his bucket full of ice, and he looked up, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, you're Tammy. And I said, yeah, hi, how are you? Right? Expecting, you know, someone's going to recognize you there because they're coming for the show. And he said, oh, my gosh, would you please come say hi to my wife? And I said, sure. And we started walking, and he told me, oh, she knows you, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking about it as we're walking down the hallway. We get to his room. He opens the door. He's like, honey, guess what? I have a guest. It's Tammy. And it turns out I knew who she was. I hadn't seen her in, I don't know, 11 years. So we took a quick selfie, and then I left and came back and connected with John and his girlfriend, Sam, and John starts yelling
at
me.
Well, that's Tammy's story. Let me tell you what I saw from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaving the room. I realize that I left my key inside. I turn around. I don't see any of this interaction with this person and Tammy, and I get my key. I come back. My girlfriend Sam is waiting for me. Tammy's walking down the hall with somebody I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see her go into somebody's room and the hotel door closes.
And the hotel door never shuts.
Well, in my mind it did. I said to Sam, what's happening here? Who is that? She says, I have no idea. Tammy comes out. I said, who was that? Oh, I don't know. I said, what are you talking about? You don't know. Somebody just came up to you and asked you to go to their room and you went?
And
I mean, it ended up perfect. It was fine. The man was wonderful. Okay. His wife, an old friend from 11 years ago. But you didn't know that.
I didn't know at the time with him, no. But I need to say a couple of things. First of all, if a person just looked at me and said, do you want to come to my room? I would have never done
that.
Which
he did.
I could tell.
Which he did.
Okay. I could tell he recognized us. I could tell that.
Now,
John is having this big connection.
How do you know there's a wife in that room? How do you know there's a wife in that room?
I don't know until I go down there.
Producer Jessica, a strange man walks up to you and says, please come to my room. My wife wants to meet you. What do you do?
I probably would have gone too.
What?
If he would have, you could tell on his face that he recognized you. And as we're walking down the hallway, by the way, John, he's like talking about his wife and who she used to be married to, who's a really good friend of mine. And I was putting it together on who he probably was.
Oh, yeah. Look, and you're at Saquon. This is our home base. You know that you're there for a station event. It's most likely listeners.
Everything you say, I agree with. Except one thing. You don't go to a stranger's hotel room.
Wow.
Here's what you say.
Don't tell that to Jessica in her 20s.
Okay. Nice.
There wasn't a stranger. Okay.
Let me rephrase this. Depending on the situation, ... No, in all seriousness, here's what you say. Hey, I would love to meet your wife. Mm-hmm. I'll stay here with the safety of my friends. And you come back with your wife. We'll get a picture together.
Had I been alone, I would have done that. But you guys were right there, so I thought you were behind me.
Producer Jessica, I've got my key. I walk outside. I see Tammy just way down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my girlfriend. What's going on? She said, I have no idea.
And he doesn't follow?
I didn't know you. All of a sudden, I turn around. You're gone.
If you saw me down the hallway, why didn't you follow?
I'm more worried. I'm wondering if John was actually just jealous that he didn't get recognized first and Tammy did.
Clearly, I'm alone in this. I'm the only adult in the room right now.
The way that the whole thing played out, had I been alone, it would have been completely different. And I'd like to say hi to Dennis and Lori. So, John, say hi to Dennis and Lori.
Hi, Dennis. I'm sure you're wonderful people. I'm not saying that you're bad people at all. I'm just saying this could have gone a different way.
Thanks, Dad.
Not Dad. Sensible. I'm so disappointed in both of you right now.
Oh, my God.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy Chantel is in Hamul. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go.
Good luck, honey.
Chantel, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Chantel, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
A list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July includes this 1986 movie where Tom Cruise plays a rebel fighter pilot named Maverick. What's the movie?
Top Gun.
Actors William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett just celebrated their 74th wedding anniversary. Bonnie says they don't do date nights. They just, quote, know what to do. William Daniels played Mr. Feeney on what classic sitcom?
Oh, I don't know.
Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atom bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says it was, quote, a moral cop-out for Christopher Nolan to leave them out of Oppenheimer. Cameron directed 3 of the 4 highest grossing movies of all time. Name one of them.
Titanic.
Late actor Andre Brouwer would have turned 63 yesterday. He's known for playing Captain Raymond Holt in what Andy Samberg sitcom?
Oh, I don't know.
And finally, Jennifer Aniston would love to do a 3rd movie and revisit her hilarious, raunchy role of Dr. Julia Harris. The movie also starred Jason Sudeikis. What is it?
Meet the Millers.
Let's get Tam back in. Chantel, what's happening with you today?
I'm on my way to the gym with the girls.
Good for you. Getting up early with your girlfriends and doing the gym. I admire your discipline. Tam Chantel, on the way to the gym, did 2 out of 5 today. A list of movies to watch on the 4th of July includes this 1986 film where Tom Cruise plays a rebel fighter pilot named Maverick. What is it?
Top Gun.
1-1. Actors William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett just celebrated their 74th wedding anniversary. Bonnie says they don't do date nights because, well, probably because they're sleeping, but also because they just know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's 99, she's 97. Aww. Good for them, man. That's awesome. William Daniels played Mr. Feeny on what classic sitcom?
Boy Meets World?
That's right. Chantel didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atom bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says that Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer was a moral cop-out for not addressing that. Cameron directed 3 of the 4 highest-grossing movies of all time. Name one of them.
Titanic?
Not a big James Cameron fan as far as his attitude. Guy makes good movies, obviously, but that's pretty good bragging rights to say out of the top 4 movies of all time, as far as moneymakers, I've directed 3 of them.
I was thinking of his other ones.
Titanic, Avatar, Way of the Water. Mm-hmm. And tucked in there is one of the Avengers movies as well. All right, so now it is 3-2, Tammy. Late actor Andre Brower would have turned 63 yesterday. He's known for playing Captain Raymond Holt in what Andy Samberg sitcom?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That is right. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Chantel didn't know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Jennifer Aniston would love to do a third movie and revisit her hilarious, raunchy role of Dr. Julia Harris. The movie also starred Jason Sudeikis. What is it?
Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses. Now, Chantel went with We're the Millers.
Oh.
Which is also a movie that Jennifer Aniston starting with Jason Sudeikis, but that's not the one we're looking for. Today, Chantel, Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You'll be going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium July 19th.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, you did it. Good for you, Chantel. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the gym with your friends. Happy 4th of July. And unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Chantel Anhamul. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Just in time for 4th of July, there was a firework factory explosion in Northern California yesterday.
It's so crazy. I'm going to post this video on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page.
I want to start by just saying that there is nobody hurt in this fire and explosion. No casualties of any kind.
Except the building.
The building and many millions of fireworks did perish.
So the news is covering this live, and the news helicopter has got a view of it. But listen to the anchors talk about it, and in the middle of talking about it, the whole thing exploded.
Explosions right there, and you see the black smoke. So this is not a good situation.
Okay, yeah, you can absolutely see the on the left of your screen. This is catching right now. So we just want to remind you, you are watching the KCRA 3 News at 7.
Building just exploded.
You saw it coming. You saw it coming.
And all the fireworks going off.
Yeah. We're fine. I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was quite intense.
That was the helicopter pilot.
the helicopter reporter, yes. I can't even imagine. I'm sure his mouth was wide open after that happened.
My mouth was just wide open.
Just crazy.
By the way, I don't mean to rip on television reporters, but seriously, we're watching the fire, and they literally say, I'm not sure you can see the black smoke. Well, if you can see it, we can see it. We're watching the same thing you are.
It is pretty wild. You can see the video on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page. By the way, if you are looking for where you want to go to watch your fireworks, maybe you haven't even made a decision yet.
Not to that factory.
Yeah, well, that one's done. That's over.
Scratch that off your list.
There's a list of where everyone is having fireworks this 4th of July holiday on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page. And if you plan on driving, the times, the best times to be driving, every day this week before noon, and then on the weekend before 11 a.m. Otherwise, after that, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know. Thank you for that. Hope you have a wonderful, safe 4th of July. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One hand, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
This is not the spanking Tammy usually likes to get from firefighters, by the way. What's happening there?
It's true.
Stop. It is back, the official return of summer. We are bringing back John and Tammy's 100,000 high fives.
It's a lofty goal, and to help us achieve that goal of high-fiving 100,000 KSON loyal listeners, we're going to bribe you. We're going to bribe you for your office to get lunch from Baja Rick's Cantina. Taco Tuesday, baby.
Why wouldn't you? This is just our way of getting to know you, coming out and meeting more of our listeners and being in places we haven't been to before and bringing you food and, yes, bribing you for your love.
We have been all over the county in the past, but there's still tons of places that we haven't gone, and we would love to come visit you. You just go to KSON.com, click on the 100,000 high fives for Taco Tuesday. Tell us where you work, how many people we have to bring lunch for, and then we'll come on out and give you a visit, but you got to give us a high five first.
I'm so jealous of you when you win, because the lobster tacos at Baja Rick's, forget about it. That's become my Padres tradition now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go there before every game and
nice.
Rock a couple of tacos and enjoy life and hopefully a Padres victory. You can go to KSON.com. Please sign up right now. We promise you our hands will be properly sanitized and the food from Baja Rick's will be delicious. We want to meet you. We want to give you a high five. We want to feed you. Go to KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. KSON. I cringed yesterday when my girlfriend Sam said she was going to be washing our duvet cover, because I knew that that meant I would spend probably a half hour untangling the knots that the dryer turns our duvet cover into. Mm-hmm. When you put it in the dryer, it is a wet, beautiful duvet cover. Mm-hmm. When you take it out, it's like a Rubik's Cube of knots.
I just shared this on an Instagram story yesterday. The duvet cover being taken out of the dryer, like, quote, I have a secret. And the secret is your wet laundry that's wound up in the corner of that duvet cover.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. Forget about the knots. How about the 35,000 things I found inside the duvet cover because they got sucked into the laundry?
And they're still wet.
And knots, you got to have a special kind of patience.
Yeah.
When my daughter's shoelaces would get into knots, I would have to, like, step back. I mean, okay, easy. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You'll get there. Just be patient. Fishing line. Mm-hmm. Same deal. Mm-hmm. You just got to work through it. The duvet cover is a special kind of irritation.
It really is.
Like it reminds me of like a rope ladder. That's what my duvet cover looks like when we take it out of the dryer. And it, legit, like 20 minutes trying to get it untied.
I have a solution for you, John, if you're interested. A home hack, if you will.
Ooh, a Tammy home hack.
Yes.
Tammy home hack. Think of the jingle right now.
I've gone through a few duvet covers, mainly because they drove me nuts. First of all, learning you have to get the ones that have the ties on the inside so that you can tie it to your comforter so it stays in place. Two, do you have the zipper ones? Do you have the button ones? And fighting getting that comforter back in the duvet cover is a nightmare in itself.
We have a zipper one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like witchcraft being able to do it correctly. So I took a note that I have noticed that most hotels do now. Hotels used to always have a duvet cover, you know, but now what they have instead is a flat sheet then it's the comforter, then your inner flat sheet on the bed. And so I decided to try this to see how it works. I figured hotels do it because it's so much easier to pull that sheet off and wash it and replace it than it is trying to do duvet covers when you're a hotel maid.
All right, so hang on. I gotta wrap my mind around this whole new innovative way of bedding.
So let's make the bed. So we're going to put on the fitted sheet.
Okay.
Then we put a flat sheet down.
Flat sheet.
Then we put our comforter down.
No blanket. No,
or blanket, whatever you want.
Okay.
On top of the comforter, you put another flat sheet. So I, 2 weeks ago, this is so funny that you brought this up, John, because it was just 2 weeks ago I decided to try this, and I was wondering, is that top sheet going to slide off the comforter? Is it going to cause more of a problem? And when we were at Sequan last week, I paid attention to the fact that they use that top sheet instead of a duvet cover. And
the odd things you pay attention to.
And we're but it worked. It works. I haven't had a problem with it, and I haven't had to fight a duvet cover.
But you, so your comforter
is protected by a flat sheet underneath and a flat sheet on top.
But doesn't your comforter still have a duvet cover on it?
No. You don't need one. That top sheet is now the cover.
Ah, wow.
See what I mean?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
This could be a whole new world for me.
I'm serious. Unless you have, like, silk sheets or satin sheets or something like that might slide around, it works perfect. That cotton top sheet will just stay right on top of your comforter.
Yeah, I tried silk sheets out for a while. Slid right off the bed.
Yeah.
I did. No. Slid right, like, shoop.
But try it out and see what you think.
Tammy's home hack.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. What don't you have expertise in?
Well, I want to thank the expertise of hotel maids who are the reason that I even thought about it.
I wonder who had that idea.
I don't know, but it was brilliant.
Probably somebody who wasted most of their life untangling duvet covers.
And can you imagine cleaning hotels and trying to put the duvet cover back on?
No.
You're like, there's got to be a better way. They found one.
Special kind of heroes, those who clean up. I'm not even joking.
I know.
Just clean up our dirty hotel rooms. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Oceanside. Say good morning to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye, Tammy.
Bye.
Diane, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, be good.
This movie tops the list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July. It's a classic about a killer shark in a New England beach town. What's it called?
A killer shark? I have no idea.
Scarlett Johansson said that when she first entered the industry, the roles that she was offered usually centered around, quote, desirability and the goals and needs of her male counterparts. However, she thinks the Hollywood of today is ushering in a different time for young women. So, let's play the high-low game. Scarlett has played Black Widow in 7 Marvel movies. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
This month in 1992, this movie was released.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
What's the movie?
That sounds so familiar. It's not The Sandlot. I'm not sure.
Okay. October 2026 marks the anniversary of Taylor Swift's debut self-titled record. The record featured smashes like Tim McGraw, Our Song, Picture to Burn, Shoulda Said No, and Teardrops on My Guitar. The album Taylor Swift was released 16, 18, or 20 years ago.
18.
And finally, in video game news, EA Sports is bringing back its NCAA basketball game for the first time since 2009. EA is also what brings us the world's most popular sports vid game, Madden Football, and is headquartered here in California. What does EA stand for?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. And there's no reason to apologize. Come on, Diane. Where are you off to today?
I'm on my way to get some coffee right now.
A little latte action, Americano. What's happening?
An Americano. You got it.
Wow. Tammy, I actually got something right. That's kind of nuts. Diane did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
This movie tops the list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July. It is a classic about a killer shark in a New England beach town. What's it called?
Oh, Jaws.
Jaws.
I thought Independence
right.
Day would be number one.
Independence Day isn't even in the top 15.
What? Come on.
Well, I mean, it's not the best movie.
It doesn't matter.
It's a classic. But
it
it's
is
not,
a classic.
I know.
In the speech from the president, Bill Pullman bad he's good.
Of course you can take down an entire alien fleet with a laptop. I understand. It's very realistic.
I'm so personally offended by you saying it's not the best movie. Independence Day is fantastic.
It's not the best. It's a fine movie.
You
not
get
the...
a hot Jeff Goldblum and a very good-looking Will Smith.
Yes.
The second one is garbage.
Yes.
But the first
That's
one's
true.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Jess. We're in the same camp.
It's not a fantastic movie. It's an okay movie.
It's so much fun.
Diane didn't know. 1-0 Tammy. Scarlett Johansson said that when she first entered the industry, the role she was offered usually centered around, quote, desirability and the goals and needs of her male counterparts. However, she thinks the Hollywood of today is ushering in a, quote, different time for young women. So, let's play the high-low game. Scarlett has played Black Widow in 7 Marvel movies. Too high or too low?
Let's go, that's too low.
She's played Black Widow in 10 Marvel movies. Diane knew that. 2-1 Tam. This month in 1992, this movie was released.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
What's the movie?
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own. Now, that's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It did not include a hot Jeff Goldblum. 3-1 Tammy. October 2026 marks the anniversary of Taylor Swift's debut self-titled record. The record featured smash hits like Tim McGraw, Our Song, Picture to Burn, Should Have Said No, Teardrops on My Guitar. When that anniversary hits, the album will be released 16, 18, or 20 years ago.
20.
20 is right. Can you believe that record turns 20 years old next October?
Wow.
All right, it's 4-1, Tammy. And finally, in video game news, EA Sports is bringing back its NCAA basketball game for the first time since 2009. EA is also what brings us the world's most popular sports video game in Madden. And it's headquartered here in California. What does EA stand for?
I don't know, but I love EA Sports. It's in the game. That's all I remember.
EA stands for Electronic Arts.
Ah.
Diane didn't know either. 4-1 is our final today, Diane. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we're really, really expecting you to be psyched about the prize you do get.
You are going to see.
I really am.
George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town, SoFi Stadium on July 19th.
Thank you, thank you.
Diane, for the love of God, do me a favor. See Jaws.
I will. You threw me off with the 4th of July question.
Okay. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Be safe. And unfortunately, before you leave, I just have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Diane in Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Turner's joining us. The top-rated award-winning at Capitol 4th is the 45th Annual American Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, broadcast live from the West Lawn of the nation's capital on the 4th of July. And part of that beautiful celebration is Josh Turner. Josh, how are you, man? It's been a long time since we've talked to you.
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What did it feel like being invited to be a part of this, Josh?
Oh, man. You know, the invitation alone is a pretty big privilege and honor. You know, but to be able to go and perform such a personal song like Unsung Hero that I wrote by myself, which is a tribute to my granddaddy, who was a World War II vet, Purple Heart recipient. You know, and not only that, I wrote the song 10 years ago, and I never thought that it would end up on a record or much less be performing it, you know, at an event like this, which is, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
I didn't know your grandfather was a hero. That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Is it more of a challenge for you to do something like this that's so important to so many people, to sing a song that's so important to you, than it is to just do a regular Josh Turner show?
It kind of varies. I mean, there's pros and cons to each, but like I say, you know, just the opportunity to be able to kind of tell his story in an indirect way, at you know, in a setting like this is just something that I just never dreamed would be possible. I actually have a fond memory of when we were recording this song. I literally sang through it the first time flawlessly, and my producer, who was also playing guitar on it, he said, I think you're done for right now. And so I went into the control room while they took a few more passes at it, and I'm sitting there listening to this thing and just looking out the window, and I just found myself like with tears coming down my face, because I was like, man, like, I'm actually telling his story, and like the world is going to be able to hear it.
That's beautiful, man.
It is beautiful. You know, you've had the opportunity now to do some unusual things, including singing for NASA astronauts on the International Space Station. How cool was that?
I don't even know if cool is the word for it. That was just like mind-boggling. I never thought that I'd be at NASA for anything,
yeah.
much less performing yeah. a song, you know, for astronauts on the space station. It was kind of wild, because I had made a contact with the head of NASA the year prior, and we just kind of started talking back and forth, and then I got invited to come down there and sing for the astronauts up there on the space station, and I'm like, man, this is wild. This is too good to be true.
Okay, I got two questions about that. First of all, how do you just, quote-unquote, make contact with the head of NASA? And second, are the astronauts a receptive audience?
Well, first of all, the astronauts were definitely a receptive audience, and they were a captive audience, you know.
captive would be a great word.
So I met the head of NASA at a football game. We cheer for the same football team. We're from the same state. And so we just kind of had a lot in common, and so we just exchanged information, and the rest is history.
Wow.
I can just picture
wild.
Josh's phone yeah. in the contacts, yeah. head of NASA.
Yeah.
No name, just head of NASA.
Yeah, that's great. Happy 249th birthday to the United States, as Josh Turner is a part of a Capitol Fourth, the 45th annual American Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, broadcasting live from the West Lawn of the nation's capital on PBS. Josh Turner, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Happy 4th of July early to you. A Capitol Fourth can be seen on PBS here, as Tammy mentioned. Starts at 5 o'clock our time, so plenty of time to get your fireworks in afterwards. Josh, be well. Our best to your family.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Just got back from the fan studio, flagship of the San Diego Padres.
Uh-huh.
I kind of get what you mean now when you said it smells like boy.
It does smell like boy in there.
No offense.
It's our younger brother radio station. That's just the way it is.
Guys, clean your room. Come on.
Well, and it's not the normal show in there this week. And so maybe that's a little bit of it. Because, you know, Woodsy usually smells really good. Sometimes a little too much cologne, but he smells good.
That's Woodsy from Ben and Woods.
Yes, and Ben always smells lovely.
And
so
you just called Woodsy out for wearing too much cologne?
Sometimes, just a little too much. But it smells good.
Hope that doesn't ruin your vacation, Woodsy. If you're listening, I'm sure you are on the Odyssey app, because it's a free download, by the way. I brought that up because I went down to make sure that there was baseball on today. Padres were rained out yesterday in Philly. Because of that, there's a doubleheader. And as of right now, first pitch is slated at 10:05, and we still have game on.
Okay.
So, do you know why today's a beautiful day?
Why is today a beautiful day?
Because there's not one baseball game. There's two. Remember, catch all Padre games. It doesn't cost you anything. On our sister station, the Smells Like Boy station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.